Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Who are you? The priests and the Levites asked. Their question was the opening volley in the trial of John the Baptizer. They had heard tell of some strange activities happening out there in the wilds by the River Jordan. And so they did what all religious people do. They formed a committee to investigate and make recommendations based on their findings. The camel hair outfit and a lunchbox full of bugs was strange enough to warrant their question, but that's not exactly what the legalists were gunning for. Their question was about authority. One shouldn't be speaking for God without a proper call, you know. And so, these custodians of the law ran down their usual list of suspects of the roster of acceptable prophets. John, well, he helped them establish that he was not the Messiah. "I am not the Messiah," he blurted out, taking that card off the table straight away. "What then? Are you Elijah?" they asked. Perhaps you will recall that the great prophet Elijah never died, but was whisked off to heaven in a fiery chariot powered by flame tornadoes, looking like a fighter jet in full afterburner, no doubt. And to this day, Elijah has a seat at every Passover Seder in case he comes back. And the Torah Inquisition Committee was completely justified asking John if he was Elijah. But John took that card off the table too. "I am not," John said. And going on down the list, "Well, are you the prophet?" they asked. "Are you the one Moses said was coming?" they wanted to know. "No," John replied. And you can hear the frustration rising in the questions now. "Well, who are you? Let us have an answer for those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" they whined. "I'm just a weirdo, homeless, living off the grid preacher with a big mouth like the ones Isaiah said would come. A nobody whose only job is to proclaim that the Savior of the world is coming," is how John described himself. And then the real issue came out. "Why then are you baptizing if you're neither the Messiah, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" they ask. "You have no authority to be doing what you are doing," is what they were saying. Now, I told you John had a big mouth and he wasn't afraid to use it. And so he unloaded on his inquisitors. He told them, "You have no idea what you're talking about. Among you stands one whom you do not know," is how he said it. And with that, all the cards are now on the table. The Torah, the law in which these men were skilled, was giving way to the gospel. John's baptism was working. It was repenting people. That is, giving them no other option than to say that the coming Savior was forgiving their sin, just as he promised. And these people, well, they heard it from God's preacher, John, not from the law. John's baptism had nothing to do with the law. His baptism, commanded by God, prophesied by the prophets, was pure grace and pure mercy. So now we see why these religious elites were out there in the wilderness that day. They sensed correctly that their time was up. They were out of a job. The forgiveness of the promised Savior was happening right in front of their eyes. And rather than rejoice, they attacked. The gospel always causes this reaction among original sinners. The gospel removes us completely from the equation because its authority, that is, its ability to author us, to write our story, belongs to God alone. All the things that we think we can do or avoid doing to get God off of our back end because bread and wine and water, with God's word of promise preached into them, the sacraments are the only means of salvation. And so we come to the heart of the issue once again. How are you to get this promise? Well, about the only thing I share in common with John the Baptizer is a big mouth full of gospel promise that's for you. The promised Savior who forgave those being baptized by John has commanded me to say to you that you are forgiven unconditionally by the Father also. You do know this Christ. His name is Jesus Christ, and he's for you. Amen.